Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. Today we're going to speak to Jay Bruner, president of the Jessamine County Fair Board, and Harold Waits, the immediate past president of that same board. The fair starts next week and we want to inform you about its history and its present, what all you can expect as far as activities are concerned at the fair next week. We'll talk to them right after this message from our sponsor, Sutherland Chevrolet.
Neighbor, I buy my cars and trucks at Sutherland Chevrolet right here in Nicholasville because I know who they are. They've been in business here since 1925, and they're always honest and ethical. This is a hometown dealership. No high-pressure sales tactics, no lot lizards, no sleazy come-ons. Just local people treating you the way they'd like to be treated when buying a car or truck. Sutherland Chevrolet at 1060 North Main Street in Nicholasville. A different kind of automobile dealership.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you here on this Saturday morning. Next week, we will have an activity in our county which has been here for a number of years and which one we hope you will visit, and that is the Jessamine County Fair. With me today, I have Jay Bruner, who is the president of the Jessamine County Fair Board, and Harold Waits, who is the immediate past president of the Fair Board, and we welcome them both to our show today. Jay, we're going to start with you. Tell us kind of how the Jessamine County Fair, as far as you know, got started and where.
The research I've done and looking back, I can only go back to 1962. Mm-hmm. Is when the fair, the record I have that it started. Mm-hmm. Now, it may have started before that point, but right. I can only track it back to that point. It was started, as far as I know, at the Jessamine County High School, right. Which is now West Jessamine.
And I guess we, in some discussions we've had, Harold, I guess county fairs, you started because the farmers had things they wanted to show off. They had crops, they had livestock, women baked pies, and you kind of like the old Andy Griffith episode I remember where Aunt Bee had her pickles judged at the county fair. Is that kind of how you think it got started here?
I think so. I don't really know, but ever before. It's been here an awful long time.
Yeah, but it was to show off that kind of thing, and you all do that.
Still do that.
Yes, we still do.
You still do that.
That.
That's still an important part of the fair. We talked about that it'll start next week. In fact, Jay, next Sunday, the 5th, from 1 to 3, you're going to start taking entries for those kind of things, whether it's Hearth and Home, Florida Culture, 4-H. Now, these things I remember. It seems like when it was Jessamine County High, they used to have those kind of things in the cafeteria. But then you move to the fairgrounds, and we all know the Blue Building. But now, where are those activities held?
They're in the new Ag Building. Mm-hmm. They built one big room there that they serve dinners and stuff in, so it's all right. It's all in the Ag Building now, set up very nice.
And a lot of different categories that they can get in. I mean, it's amazing to me when I look at your fair book and it lists all those different categories, everything from needlepoint to canning pickles to baking a pie to raising a flower. I mean, it's pretty diverse.
Yes, sir, it is. It's gotten really nice. There's really lots of categories, canning, fresh produce, mm-hmm. Flower baskets, fruit baskets, garden baskets. There's lots of different categories that you can go into.
And, of course, the FFA is involved in that, too. Now, do they still show the – I remember one time it seemed like they showed the hay bales and the tobacco plants.
They still do that.
They still do that.
Yes, sir. They still
Great.
Do that.
And, of course – and the reason I bring this up right at the start, because that's kind of how this all got started, is people bringing their products into town once a year and showing them off and being judged for them.
Formerly, it's the Jessamine County Fair and Jessamine County Agriculture Fair and mm-hmm. Horse Show.
And that's what it was called to start with.
That's basically, it's still yep. that. We
oh,
just kind of shortened it to
okay.
the Jessamine County
okay.
Fair.
And I guess that has been an integral part, too, is the livestock. Right. You mentioned the horse. But not just that. I mean, you've got other kind of shows out there, too, as far as livestock, right?
We have sheep shows, we have goat shows, we have a dairy show, and a beef show.
So you got a lot of livestock that's involved in this show, too. You know, we were talking about when it was at the old Jessamine County High, and it was a great place at the time.
Yeah.
To have that out there. You had everything you needed except air in the gym. That was for several years out there. I mean, 20, 25 years, I guess, probably at the high school, right?
Yeah.
One of the things I remember from the fair, And a lot of people, you may remember this. One year, they hired a singer to come sing at the fair. His name was Jackie Ward. And at that time, Jackie Ward was pretty big in the country charts, and his big song was Big Blue Diamond. I emceed the show, and he had a front singer, which most of these people do. They have singers that are just starting on the horizon and trying to get going that they brought. And we brought this lady out to sing, and people looked at her like, who in the world is this woman? And she sang and put on a heck of a show. And her name was Reba McEntire.
Yeah, I remember her.
And she made a performance before anybody knew who Reba was.
That's where she got started.
Jessamine County Fair, right there in that stage. Sure
we,
did.
We called her manager, and he said, well, I got one that's just starting out, but she's going to be a star one of these days, and ain't going to be long.
And he was right.
Yeah, he was right, boy.
He was right. And there's, and now, when I tell people that story, they know who Reba is and have no clue who Jackie Ward ever was. So that was interesting that we had that kind of a person at the fair. Jay, talking about some of the years that have gone by, maybe we can discuss and remember some of the people that were instrumental in the fair throughout the years. Your memories of those people?
My biggest instrumental person through all this is Mr. Waits.
Right.
He kind of, like the old mother hen, he tucked me under his wing and said, this is how we need to do this.
Right.
It turned in pretty good, didn't it?
You did. And I'm going to tell you, it's a hard job. People don't realize what goes into putting this thing on.
Yeah.
And you had a lot of practice because you told me you were vice president for how many years?
I thought about 10 years. I don't really know.
Now, who was president that you were under?
I know Charles Mulkey was president for quite a while
I
was there.
I think Charles was president at the time it moved out.
Out to the fairground.
To the fairground.
Seemed to me like Jim Smith was the president one time there at the fair.
Well, you know, and you could even go back because I remember names like Hyder Woods.
Yeah.
And, of course, back then, Clarence Mitchell, who was
Clarence Mitchell,
very involved, and different people like that. But Charles in modern days and with the move, and after Charles decided to not be president, you became president.
Yeah.
And how long were you president, Harold?
18 years, wasn't it, Jay?
18 years.
18. Yes. Now, was there anybody between you two guys?
Uh-uh.
You took over for President Jay right after when Harold left. Mm-hmm. Do you know how long you've been with him? Total? Is it 30 years?
It's been longer.
Longer than that?
Yeah. Carl was just a little kid when I joined that thing. My wife joined it. My wife come to one meeting and she never did come back. And Carl, he was a model airplane and car. He registered all those things, and they have about 3 automobiles and a couple of airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
So the old lady said, Dad, I think I got more important things to do than sit down there all day just to register 3 cars to come in. So just take my name off the list. And
So you were the one that stuck with it, the rest
of
them?
I stuck with it. Of course, I had a little more to do than they did, you see.
Yeah.
And I really started out working with David McMillan.
Right.
On the tractor pull.
Yeah.
And I stayed with him for, I don't know, a long time.
Well, you know, the fairgrounds as it is now has been a work that it's never stopped. It's been a progressive work because when they first built those, and you correct me here, it seemed like they built the blue building.
Part of the blue building was built, yeah.
Okay. And then they had the open air theater. Was that one of the original buildings?
That was part of the blue building.
Okay. And then maybe the horse ring?
We built a horse ring and it was down in the bottom, and Clay Corman brought his outfit out there and he furnished the dirt. He filled up that gully, smoothed it out, and made a horse show ring. He was about the only one besides physical court that ever helped. I know we did have other help, but I can't remember all that stuff.
Now you said that when the move was made to the where it is now, the Milton Wilson was county judge, is that right, at that time? But a lot of people on the court involved in that. And then it's been built up as you go, Jay. I mean, you've got a lot of buildings out there now for a lot of things.
Yeah. Yes, sir, we do. We've done a lot of changing, and we did away with the old, what we call the Derby Pit,
mm-hmm.
and we moved it when we acquired the new land when it was gave mm-hmm. to us. We moved the Derby Pit away from the cattle barn.
Yeah.
So it was creating some disturbance for the cattle, so we thought we'd just get it away from it, so we moved it up on the hill.
Well, I guess that was all started when mud running was big.
Mud running was coming into
play
about that time.
Do you still do the demolition derby? Is that still an event?
Yes, sir, it is still an event. We do it on Wednesday nights at the fair.
And, you know, I guess you guys, and that's something probably people don't think about, the logistics of those things are loud, your tractor pull. Yeah. And I guess you got to kind of schedule those at some point where they don't interfere with the showing of the cows or the goats or the, I mean, is that something that goes into your mind when you?
Well, yes, yes and no. Normally we're far enough away from from the cattle and the sheep and all that stuff. And most of all the shows are, all except for Saturday night, all the shows are away from everything, really, well, far away.
Right.
But we do take that into consideration, yes.
How many acres did you say you have?
I think there is, we had 25 acres, there's probably 35 acres there
really?
Now.
A lot of room out there to do a lot of things.
And it's full. Can't get any more cars, had to park them out on the soccer field and everywhere out in there.
We're talking about people who were around for a long time, and we can't name them all, but it comes to mind one of the people that was very instrumental in the running of the fair, Billy Bradshaw.
Oh, yeah. Billy was treasurer.
It was his life.
Yeah. I mean, he took care of most everything.
Yeah. Billy and Marlon really dedicated themselves to that fair. And a lot of people have. You mentioned Gertrude Mulkey, Charles Mulkey's widow, who's getting ready to turn 90, you said?
Turns 90.
Who has been there for years and years and years. And unfortunately, a lot of these people who are gone now.
Yeah.
Charles, in fact, just in the last 6 or 7 months, you've lost the Berrymans, who were instrumental.
Very instrumental.
Joanne, gosh, how many nights has she worked that concession stand down there?
I don't know.
She was just a big part of it.
Right. I was looking over your schedule of the upcoming fair, and it's amazing how the fairs have progressed. You know, back when I remember, I guess back in the late 70s and early 80s, when I started to do some things with it, you basically had the carnival and you had the entries, the horticulture. You had a horse show and maybe a tractor pull and about it. But now it's the variety. And of course, most people, when they think of the fair, the first thing that comes to mind is the rides, the carnival, because it's most visible. How long has Kissel been with the fair?
Oh, gosh.
To my knowledge, I don't know any other carnival that's been there except Kissel.
Yeah.
Now, maybe Harold might know, but
Ms. Kissel was a mighty nice lady, and she run that carnival. I mean, Fred, he just sat around and talked. They've done anything.
Both Mrs. Kissel and Fred Kissel are deceased now.
Yeah.
They're both passed on. And their son runs it now. He actually bought the fair.
And that, of course, is a big thing. You know, when you drive up Edge Longview, that's what you see.
Yeah, that's your first appearance you see.
But you've got that. Now, the Kissel rides, I guess, run every night. Is that right?
They run every night, yes, sir.
Okay. And you've got all of those rides for that kind of thing. But some of the other things, I was looking on your schedule here, and some of the things that you all have that people might not realize you have. And before I mention these, we want to tell people, Jay, how your pricing works and what they get for that money.
The pricing is very simple. It's what we call a POP fare. You pay one price for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Our fee is $10 to get in, and that covers all your rides, all the activities that are going on. Anything you spend extra will be what you buy for drinks or the games in the midway. Other than that, everything you pay one price, it's done.
So, for instance, we'll just take a day, Monday, the first day, Monday the 6th of July. They pay $10, and when that $10, when they get to come in, you have a goat show at 6.
Yes, sir.
You have the Music City Brass, which is an excellent brass band that will play.
They roam the grounds.
And they're at 6. You have the rides, the Kissel rides. You Mark Comley, a magician.
He's a local boy, too.
Then at 6:30, you'll have the Little Miss Jessamine County Fair pageant. From 7 to 9, two of our good friends and two of the funniest guys that ever sang, the Moron Brothers. Boy, they picked the right name for themselves, didn't they? At 7 o'clock, the Garden Tractor Pull. Now, this is your little tractors that you mow your yard with, folks.
That's correct.
And then at 8, the Miss Jessamine County pageant, the big girl. So, Jay, for one $10 fee, you can see all of that and ride as many rides as you want in the carnival, right? That's Monday night. Let's go on while we're doing this and talk about the rest of the schedule. Now, on Tuesday the 7th, you got a beef show at 5:30.
Yes, sir.
the same three, Mark Comley, Kissel Rides, and the Brass. Now, this is something that's somewhat new, I think. From 6 to 10, you're on a zip line. Is that right?
This is new. This is our first year with this experience. We try to bring something new in every year, change up the venue just a little.
Right.
This zip line is 180 foot long and 15 foot wide. So it should bring some thrills and experience for the for the young people.
Will you be the first rider, Harold?
If I'm there.
I know you will. At 6:30 on Tuesday, the junior Miss Jessamine County Pageant. Because at 8 is the Miss Teen. So I guess what you need to do, folks, is they separate these young ladies into age groups.
Age groups, that's correct.
And that makes it fair. But there's so many, you got to have them on separate nights. And then at 7 o'clock, the children's games.
Yes, sir.
And so that's Tuesday. We move on to Wednesday. I notice you've got something on here, 11:30 to 2, Senior Citizen Day.
Yes, sir. That is the day we devote to feeding our seniors. Mm-hmm. Any senior that wants to is welcome to come, and we'd love to have them come. Come out and get your free hamburger, free hot dog, chips. We'll provide entertainment for you. The brass band will be playing also at that dinner.
Yeah,
and
well, that's really
something
neat.
We really look forward to is
that's a great
taking
idea.
Care of our seniors.
Now that's from 11:30 to 2 on Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
And they just show up, I guess.
Just show up.
Say I'm a senior, and
that's all you need to do. There.
And then again that night, you also have the Little Miss and Mr. Pageant. Now that's the little boys and girls.
Yes.
Now this one intrigues me. It's 7 o'clock. Backseat driver contest. Give us the lowdown on that.
That's something new to me. Jacob over there.
Well, we take a golf cart and we put a driver in it. Put a person behind it, whoever they choose it to be. Mm-hmm. We blindfold them, and then we'll set up a little obstacle course, and the backseat driver will direct the driver how to get through it.
Wow. That will be interesting.
It has been a lot of fun.
And if that is not enough, if you don't have expertise in telling somebody how to drive, you might want to get in this contest at 8 o'clock that Wednesday night. Greased Pig.
Greased Pig contest. It is totally awesome. It's just so much fun to watch.
Yeah.
They take the little pigs, and we don't actually use grease. We use vegetable oil.
Right.
And just rub them down real good and turn them loose, and you got to catch them by the hind legs.
So they call me last night. Don't know if we're going to have that.
People are looking forward to that.
Yeah.
She'd call and find out if I guess she had a son or something that she's going to enter into that.
Maybe she was going to chase a pig, Harold. You never know these days, right? Speaking of that, I guess one of the most controversial things that ever happened at the fair that I can remember was when it was still at Jessamine County High, and in the gymnasium they had mud wrestling. You remember that?
I can tell you about that.
That caused quite a stir in the community.
That was before I got involved.
And I think that was the one and only time that ever happened at the Jessamine County Fair.
Let me tell you a story while I got it on my mind. We had a guy in there that was supposed to be the champion tobacco cutter in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. All he carried his gun and knife spear with him all the time. He had his gun to protect himself. Reynolds Tobacco Company had him insured for $100,000. That's what he was telling all these. Great big guy, about 6 foot, 2 or 3 inches tall, and boy, he was strutting around the fairground. Had this little girl wrestling, and he put her out in the ring. Says, anybody out there got nerve enough to wrestle this little girl? And that little boy said, well, yeah, I'll wrestle her.
He did. He said he would.
And he took out that little girl. She grabbed him and put her up over his head and slapped him down in that mud. And mud went everywhere. I mean, she flat down, laid him on the ground.
And there he lay. Could probably write a book about things that have happened at the Jessamine County Fair. Wednesday night, we go on the Grease Pig. If that's not good enough for you, the Miss Preteen Pair Pageant will take place. And then the Demolition Derby. A lot of people like that, don't they?
Yeah. It has really, really gotten huge, the Demo Derby. Kind of faded off for a few years.
Yeah.
And we didn't have it for a couple years. And people were just calling and calling, saying, hey, we need the Derby.
Yeah. You know,
when are we going to have another Derby? So we decided to bring it back. At one point, the Derby got just a little bit out. Junk prices were so high, people were actually selling their old cars instead of fixing them up and having fun at the Derby.
Marlo Bradshaw's idea was having a Demolition
Derby.
And it took her about 3 years to talk the fair board into having
one. About that.
Of course, we had to build a pit, build a fence,
and
all that stuff.
Right.
And it went over big, so we just keep having it
good. Well, let's move on to Thursday. Now, Thursday, you've got a couple of sheep shows that day, one at 3:30, the breed show, and then at 6, the market.
Market. Mm-hmm.
And then the mud run that night at 8.
Yes, sir.
Is that somewhat like the Demolition Derby?
No, not really.
It's something different.
It is totally different. Mm-hmm. This is a speed timed event.
Okay.
Where the cars actually run through.
So let's make that clear. This is for cars to run through.
Cars and trucks.
Not people. It's a mud run for
vehicles. It is a mud run for vehicles.
Okay. Friday night, of course, probably one of the biggest nights along with Saturday. But Friday night, you have Miss Teen Priss Pageant. Now, that's something new on me.
That's new for me, too. Our director, Crystal, she thinks we need this, so
yeah.
we're gonna give it a shot.
Now, at 7 o'clock, you've got a couple more shows. The Fun with Horses show. Is that the old Hoofinannies?
That's the old Hoofinanny.
Yeah.
We wanted just to change the name.
Right. And this show, folks, for those who've never been one, these are people, they bring their riding horses in, and they do all kinds of activities. It might be a walk, trot, gallop. It may be a ride around the ring, see who's the fastest, barrel racing, and things like that.
Barrel
so
racing,
that's 7 o'clock Friday. Outlaw Truck Pool. Now, this is the one of the big boys that makes the noise, I guess.
That's the big boy that makes the noise. This is a new company for us. Have a really nice website.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's outlawpool.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to look at their website. But they have a nice following, so it should be a really, really good show.
And that's at 7 o'clock on Friday.
7 o'clock on Friday.
And then at 8:30, we told you earlier that night is the Miss Teen Priss. They'll have the Miss Priss pageant. Then we go to Saturday, the last day, the final day, Saturday, the 11th of July. You've got a pet show at 11 o'clock, and I'm assuming that's open to anybody to bring their
anybody
pets?
Anybody to bring their pets.
Okay, all categories for that.
Twinkie Floyd usually takes care of that for us.
At 4 o'clock, probably one of the biggest pageants, I guess, the fair's ever had, and that's the baby show.
Baby show.
I just fixed to tell you that was the biggest night.
Yeah.
Grandma, Grandpa.
Everybody comes.
Uncle Joe and all. They all come see that baby show.
Well, that's probably one of the longest running pageants that the fair has. Guys, the reason I say that, my mom had me in the baby show.
Or and, in the clothes.
Yeah,
I can't ever imagine you being that small.
Well, I was, and I was a whole lot prettier, Jay, I'll tell you what. Then that night, you got Kissel Rides. Now, they open a little bit earlier on Saturday, right?
They do. They accommodate us, being that we open the gates. We start that baby show at 4 in order to get people in and
right.
and move along with something else that we need to produce on the stage for that night.
By the way, what time does the fair close? We've not said that.
Normally around 11
yeah.
to 11:30. Depends on the crowd, who's on the midway. Russ works really great with us. If he has a large crowd and everybody's still riding, he'll stay open a little while.
Cool. Also on Saturday, to round this out, the dairy show at 6.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other things that happened that night. A parent-child look-alike. That's an interesting
right.
little pageant. That'll be at 7. Then you've got the...
It's Kentucky-Indiana Truck Pool
okay.
Association.
Another truck pool. That's
right.
at 7, and the horse pool.
And the horse pool.
Also. And then we've got Parent of the Year contest. The Moron Brothers will be back, so they're performing twice
They'll
this year.
Be back on stage that night.
At 8 o'clock on mm-hmm. Saturday, and then your mud run once again.
Right.
The reason we tell you all this, folks, is just to show you that throughout the week, there's got to be something for everybody.
Mm-hmm. There should be something that somebody's going to enjoy. Saturday night, we try to make it special. If you don't like one activity, you can move to the next
right.
one. Out of those 4 biggies or 5 biggies that goes on, there's going to be something you like.
One other thing that we want to mention, too, I think bears mentioning, is the cooperation that you have had and always have had from our local law enforcement, medical field, because you guys, you have a lot of people up there, and things unfortunately happen. You know, your police and your sheriffs and your EMSs and always there to kind of help you guys out.
They have
out.
Been really great in helping us cover the events
yeah.
and being there when we need them.
And good. The road department.
You know, the Jefferson County Road Department do a big job up there, don't they?
They do a big job for us.
More
it would
than
be
anybody.
Yeah.
Be hard for us to operate without.
And not just during the fair. I mean, they're
yeah.
year round.
Year yeah. round, yeah.
Because the place has got to be mowed. I mean, it's yeah. got things have got to be done, not just that week. You have any idea how many hot dogs you'll sell?
No.
Oh, we usually buy 20 boxes at least, and I think there's anywhere from 30 to 40 hot dogs in, and they're all gone by the end.
And you got hot dogs and hamburgers. And all kinds of different things.
Country ham. Ham is a big thing for us. That's one of our signature.
And you look back over the years, there's been a lot of good people that have worked with the fair and are still working with the fair to make it a success. Well, it's a fun week that's going to be happening next week. It starts unofficially on Sunday, because that's when you take your entries, but kind of really gets rolling Monday evening about 6 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
At the City County Park. And Jay, once again, at remind people, $10?
$10 per person. Mm-hmm. Two and under is free. If they choose to ride a ride, they'll have to buy a ride ticket inside.
Yeah. But they just come to the fairgrounds, get in line. There's plenty of people out front. Do you still do that? Do you still do the tickets out front, Harold?
Harold has his special chair, and we direct a lot of the walk-ins to Harold.
Right.
And he tries to handle a lot of those for us.
And they'll get you in. There's plenty of places to park. Yeah. Be patient. They'll get you parked and just have fun.
We're going to try to park a lot of people in the back this time, and we have a huge golf cart, and we're going to ride people up.
Oh, do a shuttle. That's a good idea.
Do a shuttle up.
Great. Mm-hmm. Well, we hope everybody will come. And, you know, in these days, so many things changes in times. The fair is kind of one of the constants that we still have.
Yeah, we're going up.
Yeah, you know, in days gone by, that agriculture was the big thing that ran this county, and that changed. And everything changes, but the fair is always there, and hopefully will always be there.
Hopefully it will be.
We may have different activities, but it's all basically the same.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that we know is that the fair is a lot of fun, and it's put on by a lot of people, and I will mention this, folks. These are volunteers.
Yeah.
These are people in our community, always has been, people that just want to try to make a good fair. They're not paid. They're just people like you and me, and they show up, and they put a lot of hours in this thing. Catalogs still come out? They can still get one of those? Or do y'all have those anymore?
No, we changed our venue on the catalog. This is the first year we've not printed a catalog.
Yeah.
But we have flyers available at different locations. If you need anything from it, you go to thejessamanfair.com on the website, and you can pull anything off of there that you need.
JessamanFair.com.
JessamanFair.com.
Another thing that we have to change to keep up with the time. Yeah,
exactly.
That's right. Jay and Harold, thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate it, and we look forward to another successful fair. Hope people will come out starting on Monday, July 6th. Well, I want to thank Harold and Jay for joining me today on this edition of All Things Jessamine. We hope that you and your family will find a day that you can go out and spend at the Jessamine County Fair. We will do this program again next week, as we always do, every Saturday at 11, All Things Jessamine. And it's right here on Jess FM 105.9.